Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7.
You turn to Casey 107.7. This is the sound that sets you free with your host Avril. I said in the beginning of the show there will be two young people, young entrepreneurs that will be here with me in studio. They are here already and they are from Bakweni. Now we know that unemployment amongst youth here in South Africa is sky high. Now these two young people, they decided let's join hands and start our own business. They are here to tell us and share with us our story. Mandla and Matapelo, nice to have you here on KC. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you for having us here.
Yes, we're good. Thank you, sir.
And take this time to tell your surnames also, and take this time to introduce yourself to us and tell us more about yourself.
Yes, my name is Mandla Shabangu. And we started our business there at Mbeweni at the 1st of January. Our business is Kota Gourmet. So basically, Kota is derived from the name of, you know, there's half of a bread, then there's a quarter. That's a quarter of a portion, of a certain portion. So we took that name and said it's a quarter. It's basically from Soweto. That's where the quota is being eaten very much. So we come from Johannesburg. We wanted to introduce it this side because of creating ourselves in employment.
And Matapelo, your side, tell us more about yourself, ma'am.
My name is Matapelo. We started this actually. This business is not our first business to do. We have had three businesses that we have done, so which didn't work out. But this one, then my partner just came up with the idea of starting a quota, bringing like he said, bringing quota to the site to introduce quota to the Western Cape. Like, but we wanted it to be authentic, different from how it's done in Joburg or wherever. So, yeah.
How did you get involved into the food industry, and where did you get your training? I know these. I have a problem preparing food. So, where did you get your training?
Oh, I love this one. Thanks to him, I never knew anything about cooking, but I learned everything that I know today. And now I learn from he's my boyfriend. I learn from Chef Mandla.
Okay, I nearly said Tamandla, but Tamandla, he knows everything. So he doesn't have the power, but he knows a lot of stuff. And you, sir, how did you get involved into this industry?
Yes, I got lucky as I was unemployed. Then I applied for a bazaar at Infinity Culinary Training. It's a free, actually. They train every person that wants to get employed. They train them and put them into workplace, and they keep track of their students. So I got lucky to go into Infinity Culinary Training. It's based in Cape Town at the district there by Woolworth. That's where I got my training. Then through all this experience I got, I decided I want to create, actually my dream is to create employment, because that's what we're facing as South African youth, that there's no employment. And if all of us will concentrate on going to work and not creating ourselves employment and even community to benefit community. So,
okay, and tell us more about the business, the actual business, what you're doing, and what I get when I get there, and where is all these these nice things that I can get hold of?
Yes, okay. Actually, the beautiful thing about Kota Gourmet is we're using the ingredient that we all come across with, like pickles. If you take a look at our website, we have all the social media platform. You'll see that our quotas have pickles, have everything that we all use in our homes, of which we're encouraging a lot of people that don't just let your fresh ingredients get
go to waste.
Yes, go to waste. You can pickle them, they can stay for years in that pickle jars.
And how does the menu look like? You brought something with, I haven't looked into the packages, yeah. But the menu, what's on the menu? What?
Okay, on the menu we have our fish quarter, and everything in our menu is less than 50 rand. Nothing's above 50 rand. And our menu, it's all about taste, it's all about flavor, it's all about love. We have our fish quarter with tartar sauce. It's very nice. It's for our 50 rand. We have our beef quarter with onion marmalade, our gouda cheese, and we use a steak mince. That's a high quality steak. Then we have our chicken. We use a chicken fillet. Then you choose you if you want a spicy one or not spicy one, but I brought you a spicy one.
Wow, you're scaring me now. And is it takeaways only, or can is it also sit down?
Yes, we also do the sit down, but we only have one bench. So
first come, first serve.
Yes,
first come. What message do you? What time do you close? What time do you open? And you open on weekends? Are you open on holidays?
We open Monday to Monday, from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Irrespective of the day, if it's a holiday,
we always open.
Okay, what message do you have for the young people who's unemployed?
From us, what we'll say is, guys, there's no perfect time to start something. We only have to start with what you have. We only started with one bag of a potato. At least today we can buy 3 bags, of which a lot of people, they always waiting for the perfect time. There's no perfect time. The perfect time is now.
And you stay in Bekweni, eh?
Yes, sir.
You stay in Bekweni. You see all these unemployed youth, that's the people just walking around, and weekends they just waste, I won't say waste their time, but sitting down and enjoying themselves, and don't worry about where the income comes from or where they'll get their next menu or whatever it is. So you'll go to them, you'll give them a message. What kind of message is that for them?
Good question. I always tell them that people that the past doesn't exist. So is the future doesn't exist. The only time that exists is now. So to every youth, to everyone who's unemployed, even if it's not youth, the time is now. The present is what's creating the past and the future. So if you want to start something, we have to start it now. And it takes courage to start something. Mm-hmm. And that's what all you need, is to believe in yourself and tell yourself you can make it.
Yes, Mangla and Matapelo, any words in closing from your side? Any words that before we greet each other and say goodbye?
What I would say is that we appreciate the people who have been supporting us so far. We really appreciate it. We are based in Bekweni, L106. So please come and see what we do there at Kota Gourmet.
And we have our website. If you wanna come and visit, just Google Kota Gourmet. You'll find our website. There's our email, and there's a menu there, the pictures of the food. Even on Facebook, we are there. TikTok, we are there. Kota Gourmet, even on Instagram. Guys, we'll really appreciate if you can come and taste our authentic kotas, and we make it with love, and there's a lot of flavor in it.
We want to thank both of you, this Mangla and the Matapelo. Thanks for the initiative that you took by not sitting at home and don't worry about and waiting for going and look for jobs, but you create your own job and your own income. So in charge. Just a last question. Who's in charge of the finances within the business?
He's the one who's in charge, because as for me, I am still working, but I come when I come from work, I come and I help him with the business, but he's in charge of everything.
Yes, I want to thank both of you, that's Mandla and Matapelo. Thanks for visiting us. We are really proud of what you're doing, and you also said something about creating jobs for people there, young people, to assist you by cleaning or whatever. So doing that, and all the best with your business. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I can guarantee you, I will make a turn there at your space and enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks also for that, what you brought for us. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you for having us. Yes, sir. We really appreciate it.
And thanks a lot for having us and giving us this opportunity. It means a lot. And it's really giving us hope that there's lots, even for listeners, they can hear that there's a lot of opportunities. All they have to do is to start. Who knew that I'll be on KCFM one day?
Well, thank you. And as I said, all of the best. We'll see and speak to each other very, very soon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Lunchtime Radio. Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril. Only on KC 107.7.